A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ooh, you stayed around for part two of Happily Ever After.
Thank y'all. Y'all, as you know, we decided after the fact, because we recorded for fucking 2.5 hours, to split it up, because it's just too, even a 10-inch dick.
People are waiting for me on cams.
Yeah. A 10-inch dick you only want for 45 minutes.
Yeah. And you can't stand this one's strident voice after a while.
You're like, I'm done. So that's why we split this up so you can breathe. So enjoy part two.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. 90-day gate, let's love!
Should we move on to Angela? Michael!
Not much happened with
Angela
her, but it's good to
see. Good, y'all. Her Botox is settled.
Angela is the reason why Botox does work for
Yeah.
This is the best commercial for Botox.
It's settled.
She looks great.
Yeah.
And y'all, you don't have to have Botox if you don't want Botox.
Her hair looks good.
That's fine. She cut a lot of the dead ends off of her hair. She looks great.
She's using some good bronzer, not the bad bronzer.
I don't know if this is an advertisement for Botox. I don't know what it is.
They are in a chair dancing class with her daughter, Skyla.
And I have to say, Angela was pretty good.
She was. I think she added a bit where she rubbed her boobs and twat with her hands. because I don't think the teacher did that.
Again.
She was making it her own.
I've once taken a modern dance class with Poodle where he ended up humping a ballet bar.
You know what? I made it my own, too.
And he said it was an expression on nationalism.
It was a quick choice.
And I said it wasn't.
Yeah. I like to get dirty, too. Now, I don't think I would do it with cameras running.
Because also Jake makes this face where he kind of looks at you out of the side of his eyes, and then he opens his mouth, and with his wide mouth and his teeth, he kind of looks like the Joker.
I kind of got a little bit of Larissa in me when I'm dancing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's telling Skyla, she does this just like a mama. My mother would say this. Instead of asking me, she would say,
"You going with me?"
And I'm going to Nigeria and getting married, and you're coming.
And she also says,
I hate when my mom does shit like that.
Yeah.
Just ask me.
It's like when you told me you were going to cut my hair.
I did tell you I was going to cut your hair. And you know what? Christina, our video editor, said it looks really good.
Did she?
She did. She's like, Poodle's hair looks great.
Yeah, this one cut my hair. Now, it's not that even. And she did cut it a little short, but I like it mostly.
You asked for short.
It's a good entry-level beauty school cut.
It's true. Poodle actually said, you could do this. You found a calling.
I think it's just because you were just like girl talk all day.
Oh. Yeah. That dude pay me so much because it'd be so much therapy.
Anyway. Skyla basically says that they're still waiting for the K-1 visa, but she's probably going to go over to Nigeria and get married. She's like, and you're going with me to be the witness.
And Skylar counters.
She's like, hell no.
Hell no. And then finally she says, I'll think about it, but you got to go to an attorney to figure out how can you get divorced.
And
that's
I think,
a good move.
And I think it's a great move. Skylar, unlikely voice of reason, because Skylar said, you don't know. What if you do if you're going to get divorced in there? What if he has control of all your assets? You don't know. And she just like, I never thought about that.
Oh, I should have thought about that in the first season, maybe when I gave him my ATM pin.
And this is the thing, you guys.
Clearly, Angela gets a little, y'all, we've been there with Angela too. You know why? Angela gets dickmatized.
She gets dickmatized.
Michael's got a nice dick.
Woo, 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 woo.
And she's
dickmatized.
He's like, baby, can I have an ATM pin? And she's like, yes, Michael. And you know what?
Let me ride up and down that thing.
I've been there too.
Mm-hmm.
Shit I've done for a big dick.
How many $10 and $20 bills I've seen you put in a stripper's or a go-go boy's G-string? You could have gotten MRSA.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Y'all,
I love
she
a
has
good
a thing.
Stripper. I
she
love
has
a good
a thing
go-go
with
boy.
Go-go boys.
Oh, I love them.
Mm-hmm. They're not for me.
I knew I had a problem once when I got kind of drunk in the middle of Mickey's and gave a go-go dancer a rim job on stage.
That's horrifying.
Hey, you know what? He gave me my money back.
I'm quite certain he
good.
Did not.
Maybe.
No, I think there's something that's always unseemly to me about putting money in that. And they're obviously going to give you special attention for it.
Feels like going home to me.
But I know because your father. Because your father likes strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy. That
I'm
goes deep.
I'm growing home.
Anyway, please don't sing a spiritual about rimming an ass. I don't think
Lord,
we could do
I'm
that right now.
Whole.
I don't think this is what this time
I'm
needs.
Going whole. I'm going whole.
Please no.
Lord, I'm
please.
In
no,
that
no.
Hole.
We can't do this. No.
I've rimmed
no.
that ass.
No. We can't do this. Have we learned nothing? Obviously not.
Obviously not.
Anyway, so
she's got to take Skylar because Skylar's going to be a witness. Skylar's going to think about it. That's kind of what happens with that. And then we get a little bit. I'm proud for Angela. She bought a new fucking house.
She did.
And it's a cute
and
house.
And it's for her house that she's going to share with her grandchildren, her mama. And, you know, mama's not long for this world.
We kind of already
Angela.
Know this.
Yeah, she passed. I think she passed a couple months ago.
It was a
right
bit.
After this was filmed.
Yeah, yeah, so I feel like this season's going to be a lot of
Her
Angela
mom might
her
pass
mom.
This season.
Which, say what you will about Angela, there's something beautiful.
She loves her mom.
Well, she loves her mom. And
she loves her family.
Yes, and there's something beautiful to me about it's these women. These men are nowhere in their lives, and it's just
they are
generations
they are
of women.
Strong as oaks.
Generations of strong women taking care of one another.
Right.
Because that's what fucking women do.
Yeah, and then when Skylar's old enough...
To come through.
She'll have to take care of Angela.
Oh, she will?
Yeah.
Michael's going to fuck it up.
Yep.
Michael's going to go get a young thing and have a baby. I think he loves Angela. But when she...
I don't see their story ending out well.
Well, honestly, I can't believe Angela's still smoking. I hope she just lives until 70.
Angela was smoking. She's like, you know, I've been dealing with the cold. She's sitting there
smoking
like a cigarette. She's like, but also, I got my period.
I got my period.
And I wrote down, anything is possible.
Wow.
Yeah, if Angela can get her period, y'all.
Here's the deal, though.
Water can spring from a rock.
It's true. But I don't know if you know this. I kind of do because I ask women. All my girlfriends, we talk about bodily stuff, and it's super interesting to me. I know. Come at me. But women, I believe, y'all, but I'm not the – but I believe women often get their period when they're about to go through menopause or sometimes while they're going through menopause.
Oh, I did not know that.
And, however, you can – I've also heard – you can be a bit more fertile when you're in menopause, too, because there are stories
beginning
of women
of menopause.
Going through the beginning of menopause, and they'll get pregnant. And isn't that a kicker?
Wow.
You raised your kids, God's already made you bleed out your vagina once a month. Dealing
and then
with
when
cramps,
you finally are getting
and
over
you're
it,
finally getting over it, you're in
Mother
fucking
Nature
hot
says,
flashes.
Here, take a punt to the vagina.
And have a fucking baby again at 50.
She'd love that, though, unfortunately.
She would, but yeah. A lot of women are like, Carl!
Carl. It's always Carl's.
It's always Carl.
So he's talking where the grandchildren are there, and I wrote, I'm happy for them. And all of a sudden, we think everything's... We hear a little bit of a ringtone, and him silence it.
And then you hear a little bit of thunder, and then suddenly we hear 3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moon of summer night. Angela's on the front porch. There's a toilet to the side. That's for a mother later, but now she can't be denied.
Ooh, and the thunder rolls.
Boom, boom, boom.
And the thunder rolls.
My ghost scared.
And the thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes.
And the love grows cold.
On a sleepless night. And
the rage goes on. She's out of control. Bum, bum, bum. Deep in her heart.
The thunder rolls. That's too low.
Y'all, that was the original Garth Brooks cut. Original cut. Just
about
so
Angela.
You know. I didn't think we were going to do the whole thing, but you went there.
I love that song.
It is a good song. It's a great video. Trigger warning. It's about domestic violence.
It is. So, it is.
Anyway, so this...
And people didn't write country songs about that.
They didn't. This is all just a fake thing, I think. Do you think she's really upset about her ringtone?
I can't... She's so
easily
just like
yeah.
set off like a bomb.
She has good TV.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, that's what happens.
I wrote down Angela's phone screen is always cracked. There
always.
Is never a time. She might get it fixed. It's cracked the next week.
The next week.
Can we talk about Elizabeth and Andre?
I guess
where she
so.
Says, Andre.
Yeah, we'll end sad with Kalani and Asuelu. That's a sad
boy. That's a sad story.
Yo, that one ends sad.
I've got my fears about him.
It's sad.
Yeah,
that this one, y'all. If they're not reality TV actors, this is real life.
Yeah,
and if they're acting, then Asuelu is the Meryl Streep of 90 Day
Fiancé. Oh, he needs
all the Oscars if this is not real.
Like Tom Hanks style.
Yes.
Yeah.
Daniel Gay-Lewis.
So we can do Kalani and Asuelu
no,
now.
Who do you want to do?
Well, we talked about them so much, we might just switch to...
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter. Both these are kind of boring.
Well...
I mean,
Alexi's at least nice because we want him
not
to fuck
Alexi,
us.
Andre.
Andre, both
oh,
of them.
Oh, y'all. Let's talk about Andre.
Alexi Andre sandwich.
Oh,
boy.
No, you know what? You can't put two of them. They're so different. One is like an alpha lover who's going to smack you around.
Uh-huh.
And then Alexi is just like the sweetest who would support you in anything.
So if both of them came up to you and said, Boodle. We would like to fuck you tonight. You would say, I only want to have one of you.
I would take them at the same time. You're
yeah.
right. They'd know their roles, though.
Yeah.
One would be in front, one would be in the back. Let's just say
you
that.
You would have your Hilton honors cards out before you could say lickety split.
So, y'all, Andre doing carpentry and putting up a TV is porn.
It
certifiable
is.
Porn.
I thought our TiVo was actually going to have a secret
oh
scene. It didn't.
Oh, my God. I saw our TV like jizz a little
yeah.
bit.
Now,
just started shaking and went,
We saw him on... we saw it just runs
on,
out.
What? Quarantine now?
And he was hot then, and a lot of y'all were like, yeah, but he can be a dick. Just wait
yeah.
for it. We got that.
You know what?
That's kind of more hot
to
poodle.
Heather Torres said this, or someone posted it. Heather Torres may have posted it. Y'all, good dick is connected to demons. Good dick has demons attracted to it. It's never
that's
gonna,
true.
It's the best dick you've ever had, y'all, is gonna have drawbacks. And that's I think true. Elizabeth is realizing that, because that was a problem with the best dick she'd ever had.
Yeah.
Not just the dick itself, who it was attached to, because he can fuck like a soldier, y'all.
Yeah.
Mine... He goes down on her like it's hours.
Best dick it's I ever had. He was married.
Wow.
Yeah.
To a woman?
No. And he gave me a gonorrhea.
Jesus.
Patty in that one.
That poor woman.
Oh, no, it was a man.
A man.
He was married to a man. Ah, 31. That was a good year.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I like how you give me, you slut shame me.
I've just been in a relationship for 5-6 years almost, so my slutting days are over.
Anyway, so,
but oh yeah,
Elizabeth, is basically works with her. They have a really cute baby. You
Do
guys
they live in Tampa. Oh my God. Has Bill Bulwer seen him?
Oh, he's looking for him. I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
He's y'all, he's sex on a stick. He's gorgeous. He's definitely between him and Alexi.
Looking for a dick. They're, fuck me.
They're the hottest. They're the hottest in the 90-day universe.
They're both definitely. Pretty. He even does his eyebrows, and it's still... And normally, I don't like it when guys do that. It still looks hot on him.
He's so hot. Ugh.
And also, I want to say this about, so far, all the 90-day people and their children. All their children have good names.
Yeah,
Nobody's
like Eleanor.
Nobody's named their kid fucking Fan Belt or some shit like that.
Yeah, no one's really... I like Shy, too, that they named that Lauren and Lexi.
Yeah, I like Shy. I like Kennedy. I like Oliver. Great names.
Kennedy I'm not really a fan of, but, you know.
It's more of a girl's name for me, but I do. But can you imagine what Tania is going to name that baby when she gets pregnant one day?
It's going to be awful. It's going to be like Grimes and the Tesla guy named theirs.
Yeah, it's not even a
no.
It's like something that only robots speak.
Yes. Ugh. God, or some fucking Sanskrit word that no one can pronounce.
We'll probably not see Tania
just
next
a symbol.
Week. Aren't you excited to see Tania and Sunjin?
I'm going to have to get some more feels before I deal with that shit.
Y'all, we don't have a code, but Cray Cray does. Get it from them. So anyway, y'all, so he's kind of playing Mr. Mom.
Yeah, as he said, at this moment, I am not working. And someone put out, he hasn't worked in like 4 years since he's been here.
Kim on Cray Cray have crossover, I think, talked about like he's never really been a truck driver.
No.
He's tried.
And she's the breadwinner.
She works with her dad.
And because the whole family's in this kind of real estate, I think kind of like, I don't want to screw this up.
I don't know who cares.
It's something dealing with like property management, I believe.
Well, and I get it. We both come from families where our families are in a family business.
Yeah.
My brother's in business with my dad, actually.
Yep.
It's not a lot of people do it well, and it's a really hard thing to do. But it's also, there's kind of not a lot of boundaries for families that are in business together.
Yeah, it's just like you take the business over to the family section.
And this does not fly with Andre at all.
Also, there's something, we meet the family later, and you guys can either say no to this, or there's something about this that says the family has some kind of crooked thing going on.
It's not.
It doesn't feel, the business feels, I feel like everyone in her family is a bunch of takers, y'all. Seem like takers to me.
You know what it seems to me? This is all, y'all, we have not seen this season, so we could be totally off. So come at us. Let us know. We'll do it later in the Gatreon. But it seems like, and I know that I have a family who like this. I'll say her name because I don't care because she's horrible. My cousin Lori and the way their family, they're all in family business on their side. And because her and the father, her husband, they control all the money.
Yeah.
And all of the kids. So all the kids are like sucking ass to the parents.
Right.
And never standing up to, there's one person, one of those kids is married to someone who doesn't put up with the family bullshit.
Right.
And
don't pull over, y'all.
Don't pull over. Somebody's driving by. Don't. It's not
Hail
for
Mary,
you.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord's with thee. Blessed are thou among women. Blessed are thou among women. Jesus, Lord, my mother, God, pray for sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Let's hope those people are safe. So anyway, y'all. But I think Andre doesn't. I think he's weird and eccentric. But he also doesn't put up with the family bullshit.
No.
And he calls them on her bullshit.
Yeah, and they
and
hate
they don't
that.
Like it. And because of that, I think that Elizabeth feels like she has to work for her dad just to have access to this family
right.
money.
And I think,
that's
too,
totally,
you guys...
I don't know that's true. That's just what I read
if
into
you,
it.
If you marry into a family where everyone is doing this family business, you either toe the company line or you're out.
Yeah.
You and so he's not doing that. You can see they barely talk to him. We
yeah.
don't know if he's yelled at them or blah
yeah,
blah
we don't
blah.
Know what's
we don't
in the past.
He's definitely the outsider here.
Yeah. And I think he probably, you know, we'll talk about like who he wants to pay for the wedding, but I think probably he doesn't want necessarily the charity, but he doesn't want I don't know because this is good to talk about because I thought are they like is it are they discriminating against him because he's from another country?
I don't even think
but
it's
I think that.
That
it's the family
it's
business
the family
and the family
thing.
Money.
They
I think
are
that's what it
completely
is.
Like got their hands up each other's asses, and they're all like when dad dies. I don't know when
oh,
that's going to be.
Sister's going to fight.
It's going
it's
to
be a shit
that,
show.
That sister Jen scared the hell out of me, y'all.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. That the eyes are really close together.
Yeah.
She's got that kind of severe Rachel.
Andre or Elizabeth, if you're listening, let us know if we're on the mark. You probably
Elizabeth,
won't.
Elizabeth feels torn between her family. However, she's one of them. And I feel like all these kids have been raised kind of cutthroat.
No, they've been raised.
Yeah.
All the children have been raised competitive.
Yes.
They're all competing.
That's what
with
it
one
feels
another.
Like to me.
Yeah.
Just there's something about this family that seems really, really toxic.
Now,
I don't know why.
In their defense, someone telling you they're getting married in a month.
No, that's terrible.
Which is what Andre announces at Chuck. That's the father of the family.
Probably not a good time.
He announces and kind of makes it about him. And I think Andre probably has a habit of doing that. Announces that he wants to get married in Moldova.
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 There you go.
And he wants to get married like in a month. And they're like, what the fuck?
That's a former Soviet Socialist Republic, by the way.
It's right by the Ukraine, right? Yeah, it's right by
yeah.
Ukraine and Croatia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the middle. And so anyway.
Have you been staring at an atlas?
No, I've just fucked a few people from anyway, no, I haven't.
No,
I wish.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
If they all look like that, I would beg for it.
If you fuck somebody from Moldova, come
Moldova.
At.
Moldova. There's no via.
Moldova.
Moldova.
Anyway, if you fuck somebody from Moldova, come at us. I'm a little tipsy. That beer
I know.
Is strong.
I wish I could, like, cut off a section of your tongue.
That's what happened.
Because that's the problem. Your tongue is too thick.
You know, that same guy that got me gonorrhea wasn't upset about that. He was pretty happy. Pretty
it's just
happy.
Less agile than it should be.
No, it's pretty agile.
Anyway, so what did I say? Oh, I have a question, and maybe no one brought this up, and is there something wrong with her mouth, Elizabeth?
I just think that she does a lipstick weird.
Okay. No, it looks like her mouth comes together in the wrong way.
The shit you notice that I don't. Because I don't think she's had work
no,
or anything
No, I don't
done.
Either. I mean, maybe she has, but just there's a way that her mouth comes together. I don't know. Maybe this is stupid.
Y'all, Poodle, it's not stupid.
I have no idea.
It's just Poodle is that person. If you have a pimple on your face,
I'll just say, what's going on there?
He will not be able to listen to you. If
I
you're
just stare at it.
If you're talking about, what do you do in your coaching sections? If somebody, do you turn your brain off when someone's paying you and listen to them?
No.
Or do
because
you say sometime in your sessions, you need to fix
mole,
your hair?
Mole, 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 mole. Yeah.
Fix your lips, tip, and then I can help you with your life.
I did have a coaching with a girl one time who had been, she was an actress,
mm-hmm.
and she had a pretty rough scarring.
Uh-huh.
And I like, you could tell it had been something, and I really wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem was she wasn't. It was to the point where she was an actress, she was a commercial actress, and I said, can I bring up something? And I said, this may be hard to hear. I said, you don't have to tell me what happened for this, but is there something we can do to? Is there something you can do to fix it? Or I said, because it's just honestly, unless you're doing a character part who's been scarred by something, it's hard to get a role like that.
Yeah.
And she took it well, thank goodness, because I phrased it. And she's like, yeah, I've just been waffling back and forth about it because she'd been attacked by a dog.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's traumatic.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her heart.
And she thought it would be vain to get it fixed, and so she went back and she was very religious. She went back and forth, and finally she said, "No, my career is more important than this," because she didn't have to want to walk into a casting office and say, "What happened to your face?"
Yeah, boy, this
because you would.
This got sad.
But
that was
just talking
story.
About Elizabeth's face.
Now I will say, Elizabeth. She does her lipstick too dark to me my taste. And she lines it really heavy.
Yeah. The confessional look, she looked gorgeous.
Yeah, she looked better, yeah. Her makeup was better.
It was like that Seinfeld thing where the woman was a two-face. Like, she went one light, she was beautiful, and the other's like, what happened to you?
She does her lipstick. I don't like that dark red lipstick on her.
Doesn't work anyway, for her. I don't like the way either of these people talk to one another.
That's
I don't
what
like
I was
the way
talk about
he
Nick.
Talks to her. I don't like the way she talks to him.
This is not a healthy relationship.
They
have an amazing sex.
Oh, mind blowing. They like
sex
blow
show.
The roof off the house.
Woo, woo.
I think, and to the point where the baby is like, can we quiet down, please?
Yeah.
I think though. That may be the way she feels like she's on equal footing with Andre, is to insult him that way.
Maybe. But I need more information in this relationship. We're still new to it. We don't know enough.
She really, I mean, he's just a bore. He's just like insulting. And when he slapped that phone out of her hand, I was like, bitch, don't you do that.
He's not very empathetic. It doesn't
I'd
seem
still
like.
Beg for it. 24/7.
Wow.
I mean, y'all, woo!
Wow.
Let's see if there's anything else.
I think that's all.
I was just going to say, I feel like the whole wedding thing, why did Andre want all of her family to go?
I don't think he wanted them to go. And this is what his family was kind of saying. He doesn't want them to go.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, we're doing tradition. The tradition is he wants the father to pay.
Good luck.
And he wants them to feel like he wants, I think he would rather say, well, you were invited, but you didn't come.
Yeah.
He wants to hold that over their head. It's a dick move. It's a total dick move.
Yeah.
And then he's not wrong, at least from what I'm hearing, that there is this, and this is going to, he's just calling out what Elizabeth already thought. Y'all, Elizabeth's going to act like it was his idea, but no. If her father paid for her sister's weddings and they got the wedding they wanted, she's going to go ballistic.
Yep. He planted that seed he knows she's competitive with her sister and her other.
It bothers her, and if her father doesn't, she's going to go crazy.
Yep. It's smart. There's going to be a huge knockdown dragout this season.
And when they left the party, we heard a song. I Shazam this one. It was called Slow It Down, Baby.
Slow It Down,
Down, Down, Down, Down,
Slow It Down, Baby. Slow It Down, Baby.
This is from a group, not from England,
mm-hmm.
but from Madagascar.
Okay.
Called The Condiment Ladies, because the Spice Girls was taken. The Condiment Ladies, and they're actually a group of 65-year-old bridge
club men. Good for them.
Play bridge together, and they met, and they realized they could sing.
And they actually go by, like, one is called ketchup, and the other is mustard. mayonnaise. And because it's Madagascar, there's a chutney in
there's
there.
There's a chutney in there. Horseradish is the wild one.
Yes. Oh, y'all, wild horseradish, you are never going to know what horseradish is going to do.
Scary Spice ain't got nothing on that bitch.
Yeah.
On that condiment.
Don't let her do an interview without the other girls.
Woo! She gets crazy.
Yeah. Oof.
Anyway,
Ketchup had to, like, go to rehab for
her.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all that, at virginrecords.com.
Go to My Music. Or My Tunes, sorry.
MySpace Music.
MySpace. Is Justin Timberlake still running that? Remember when he tried to buy that? Boy, he regrets that now.
He does. He's like, well, that didn't work out.
Okay, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break because this one's drink needs refreshing. See you in a bit.
Uh-oh.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
I think to all we have left are just the sad, sad
Kalani and Asuelu.
Okay. They showed the throwback pictures and Asuelu was hot.
He was really hot.
He was really hot.
He was domesticated, y'all. He used to be this hot Samoan prince. She kind of put a collar around his neck and made an American boy out of him.
Made him kind of chubby and not cute. Now he's just serving yogurt.
I think, okay, real talk.
Okay. He's working at a store called Dixie Nutrition.
Yeah. I don't know where they are, though. They're in Utah.
Utah.
Do we think Asuelu is just a gentle, innocent soul, or he just doesn't speak English all that well and can't communicate?
We haven't seen their season.
I know.
So I think more that he is, I don't know if he's a gentle soul, but I feel like he's just not a talker, and I think he's thinking a lot.
Is that it?
Maybe he doesn't communicate in English, but although in the testimonials and everything, he seems fine.
But even the things he says don't seem really interesting.
I have to say, y'all, this...
I'm sure she fell in love with him for a reason, because there's she seems like an interesting person. She seems like she's very discerning.
She seems pretty normal.
Yeah.
This really makes me excited for our Gatreon to watch these back and see. Because we don't know.
I think
she, I think he's kind of like a Jihoon. I think he's unpredictably and unintentionally funny, and she loves that about him.
I think she loves that about him. Unlike Jihoon, though, I think Jihoon is kind of more of a happy-go-lucky personality. Yeah. I think he's got, I do think he has some demons and some thoughts.
Maybe.
That he's not talking about.
I think he's, I thought he just seemed depressed this whole time.
Well, I would be too if my fucking father-in-law talked to me like that. Scared the shit out of me. We're going to get into
Jesus.
That. First, let's just talk a little bit. So y'all, Kalani, they live in Utah.
They met on a trip. She went to Samoa.
She went to Samoa. Her family is Samoan.
Yes.
Which is interesting. What I love about that is hopefully this is education for like some people, whether you're white or not Samoan or what, that you think, oh, well, if you're Samoan in America and you're Samoan, that's the same. No, it's
Samoan
not.
Is different.
But I mean, just because you're a race of somebody but born in a different country,
right?
There's still different cultural things that you adapt to.
But no, there's American Samoan, there's also Samoan.
I know, but sometimes white people...
I get you.
Can be like, in Oklahoma, be like, you all Samoan.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, anybody who's Latin American all speak Spanish and have the same traditions.
Like when they, like when you look Latino and someone speaks Spanish to you and you can't speak Spanish, they're just like, what the fuck?
Oh, yes. Or like when someone's Korean, they're like, you don't speak Chinese? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love that we're getting a little bit, hopefully this is enlightening to some people. So... anyway, y'all, they were together for like 2 weeks in Samoa, and she was a virgin, and she decided to have...
They wanted to have sex, though.
And she wanted to fuck.
Y'all, Samoans are pretty high up on that dick chain, too.
Because he was hot, y'all, and it's plenty.
It's nice.
It's plenty.
It's thick. It's not the biggest thing you've ever seen.
But it's...
It does the job more than well.
I don't feel like it's super long, but it's got some girth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where are we?
It's like one of those little cans of Coke that you get on airlines.
Yeah, not new Coke.
No.
Classic.
Uh-huh. Classic. Classic dick.
Classic dick. So anyway, so they get pregnant.
Yeah.
After having sex. And so anyway, they go through their story. They get married. This is all stuff in the past.
Yeah.
Well, and then they get fucking pregnant again.
Again.
Because she likes the dick. And
she's a dick pig.
And so, cut to...
Oliver and Kennedy.
Now they have like a two-and-a-half-year-old.
And a six-month-old.
And a six-month-old. Oliver and Kennedy, two boys. She's going to pick him up doing...
Dixie
Nutrition doing yogurt samples.
She said, what'd you do? She's like, just gave out a lot of yogurt samples. And he's like, were they good? He's like, yeah, I liked it. A riveting conversation.
I hope I don't get diarrhea. Yeah, diarrhea.
It's just that...
This is just a sad story.
Yeah.
This is like an independent movie where they would say, we're going to make an independent movie about real life in an American town.
It was like Lost in Translation without Bill Murray or Scarlett Johansson and not in Japan.
Yes, yes.
Just lost.
Or like that really sad movie with Michelle Williams where everybody has a terrible accent.
Which one is that?
Manchester by the Sea.
Oh.
It's just
but
sad.
But that involves like murder.
Oh, no, doesn't it?
I don't know. I've forgotten.
As Poodle said to me, I said, should I see that movie? And Poodle said, that's a sad movie about sad people. And I said, no thanks.
You know what? That's accurate.
It's true.
I saw it. It's a sad movie about sad people.
I don't need to see it. Well, so we think everything's kind of fine. And then really quick do we get to, y'all, they get home. He just walks in the house.
Yeah. This is.
She's carrying two fucking kids.
And this is a problem that her dad, who was born in Samoa and raised there.
His name is Low, L-O-W.
Yeah, and so... his father's like, the Samoan culture is very male dominant. The women raise the kids, they do everything. And
this is what Asuelu is saying.
Yes.
Asuelu is saying it's male dominated, all this.
No,
the
father says he's concerned about that.
Oh yeah, he does say that. That's true. Yeah. Because then we get a testimony of Asuelu saying like
women don't have to work that hard.
This is where I was like, well, you're not hot anymore. Because he literally was like, women don't work hard at all. He literally said that.
Yeah. I think he doesn't consider that work, taking care of kids and cleaning the house. Boy, he really reduces that, doesn't it?
But probably she won't trust him to do it. But to me, there's a way to fix that. It's called, guess what, Asuelu? You're not going to work, and I'm going to go get a fucking job.
Yeah.
Because she could probably get a better job in America.
But the problem is,
he's take care of the kids.
He's a man baby.
She worries that literally a child's going to die in his hands.
He's like Ji-hoon, y'all. He's a little bit of a man baby.
Y'all,
can't really do a lot.
Come at us in the sissy squad if you need support. If you love your husband, but you also worry if you leave your kids with him that they will die.
I think it's fair.
Generally,
that's a general concern.
This is why I actually appreciate her storyline, that I think so many women, not that all men are loose. Y'all, we've got a lot of great dads in the world, a lot of sissies that are great dads. So that we're not talking about you.
But like if you.
But Poodle and I come from the South where there still are men.
Who wouldn't know what to do.
Wouldn't know what to do. And still, where we're from, and this appalls me now, is I've still, to this day, have seen my friends change a diaper and their wives and their mother-in-laws applaud them like they're a hero.
Yeah.
Drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah, or you're such a good dad. Are you babysitting today? Everyone loves that. No, I'm not babysitting.
No, I'm a dad.
Taking care of my child.
My child.
I'm doing what I do.
Mom, oh, you're grocery shopping with your child today in the middle of Ralph's. Are you having a day with your son? No, she's fucking mother.
You babysitting?
And you expect that. Sorry, y'all. We get on soapbox about that.
Anyway,
I think this is a real thing that women are going through because they're coming home and Asuelu is either playing video games or going to play volleyball with his friends. And she says, this idea that I think that broke my heart because I've had so many of my girlfriends say it of we're not like dating each other anymore.
But I date you every day. We take care of the kids.
And you can tell when he says that, she just kind of part of her dies
a little culturally, bit. She's going to have to completely reinvent that for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to be really hard to reinvent that for him from where he comes from and what he thinks.
Yep.
Really hard.
It's not going to be pretty.
And here's the deal. I don't know how much he's even providing for his family because they live with Kalani's parents.
Yeah, they moved in.
With her dad and her mom.
I will say, Asuelu was me when he looked around and said, too much people. I live too much people. Even during quarantine, y'all, too much people.
Because Asuelu says, how can I be the man of the house? My father lives here. Father-in-law lives here. That would be an accurate point if he was doing something to be the man of the house. But he's not.
Yeah, and I think that's why his father-in-law came to him and said, you know...
This got fucking dark. This was like real. This was like fucking Sopranos.
Yeah.
Or like.
It was basically like, should we.
There Will Be Blood.
I thought about doing 90s theater, but this may be too dark for that. This was like, he just kind of said,
if this was a movie just to show, his father-in-law would be played by Danny Trejo.
Yes.
In scary Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Not funny Danny Trejo. No. Not the great vegan saving the world.
So what's going to happen if you don't take care of my daughter, slowly I'm going to make 1,000 cuts on your skin.
Yes.
And I'm going to have problems with that because you're not serving my daughter.
He basically goes through and says, when you come home, you need to be there.
Yeah.
You need to take care of your family.
Your playtime's over, buddy.
Which, y'all, that's the fucking truth. Yes, it's all about finding your me time and all that. But when you have two kids under the age of 3, that was your choice to have those kids.
Yep.
You don't get me time right now.
Yeah.
You're just in it for a couple of years.
Or you have to work with your partner so closely.
That's what I was going to say.
That you both can have your own time. It's hard, but you both can have your own downtimes.
Because couples that go through that together and are a team together, when they come out of it, they are so much closer. Because they have that support and trust.
I have a lot of students and a lot of friends who tell their husband, female friends, or stay-at-home dads is to tell their partners, I need a morning.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. And they know the code word. Two of my friends, their code word is Death Star.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll say, Death Star. And then she'll say, okay, I will take this today. I will call in to do this because you need this time.
And that's a, yeah. And that is sad because Kalani's not getting, she's she might never going to get that. Her mom and her dad, but she wants that from her partner.
Yeah.
And you're so right. He's such a man child. And Lo, his father-in-law, tells him, he goes through all this stuff. He needs to step up. He needs to be, it's a little patriarchal of be a man. And I hate that
it's
shit.
It's scary.
Yeah, I hate that all that be a man shit. But he says, basically step up and be a father.
But what he's saying is going through the filter of his patriarchal stuff, but it makes sense.
And it was kind of funny because this way Luke can't eat an apple, and he's just trying to eat an apple.
Y'all, he eats like three of those crab apples,
and they're like,
he's going to have the shits.
There's too many in his mouth. He can't fit them in there. And then he just says at the last, thank you for your advice and concern.
And you know, he went, well, I hope you take the advice, but if I get concerned, we're going to have a problem.
We're going to have a problem, boy.
Ooh, I'm telling
wow,
you.
Wow, wow.
He was the Lo from wow, now on is just. Wow,
he's just wow, a crab. Wow, wow. Just a gravelly cowboy. That's what he is.
Wow, wow.
And then he said, literally, there's no more fucking around. I'm done.
And then he did a move. Then he did something my dad would say. I'm leaving before I get pissed.
Yes.
Because you don't want that.
If I get concerned, we got a problem.
It's like my dad would say, if I come back, your ass is grass and I'm the lawnmower.
It's a strange thing to say.
Actually, my dad said it more. If I come back, you, yeah, your exactly. goddamn ass is grass and I'm the motherfucking lawnmower. You hear that, boy? That's my dad.
Did he really swear that much?
There is literally a family video of when we just got our VHS, and my brother and I are riding bikes, and I'm probably six, and my mm-hmm. brother's about eight and a half. And the first words of video is, yeah, Brian, you and your goddamn smart-ass attitude. And then you just literally see, there's an old video, you would die. It's like my brother on a bike, and then you just see me skip into frame and go, I skip out.
And like a whole team like, of boys chasing you. Get the faggot.
More like, you know when Rainbow Bright drove the horse and there'd be a yes. rainbow behind her. Yes. That was me. Anyway, y'all.
And your mother just went,
my baby. This was sad. I don't think, prediction time, do you think Asuelu's going to step up and fucking handle this?
I don't know anything about their previous story and if they've had close calls like this before.
I don't know either, so just based on what we've seen. Because there's a lot of new listeners and viewers to us in 90
kids,
Day now.
Two kids in 2 years is really hard.
You almost killed your mother.
My mother did it. We're 18 months apart, my brother and I. So it's very much a similar idea.
And you know, a part of me wants to sing like Two Sparrows in a Hurricane, but in that song, they both had love. And I don't know. I don't know if that's here. I think Asuelu maybe has. I think they actually both love each other, but there's a difference of
he's
how you show love, how you enact love.
I feel like something has trapped him in the teenage years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
and
just
I like I said, I don't know if it's a language thing. I don't know. I have no fucking idea. But he seemed to me like a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old.
Yeah, that's not good.
And I'm not saying there's anything intellectual going on. I'm saying emotionally he's 14.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
That's a problem. And that's the show.
That's the show.
Y'all, we're ending the show at 11:11 p.m. And that's
oh
when the show
God.
Airs on 11:11 p.m., but on
Is
Monday.
Is it really that late?
Yeah. We're going to save our sissy shout-outs
for Monday night. I have no creativity left.
Well, we're also, this is a fucking two-hour show. Because there was just a lot to be introduced to, a lot to talk about. And honestly, kind of jarring, but I'm excited for the season.
Yeah, I like.
I think it's going to be a good season.
I want shirtless Andre.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to see his ass.
I want more Larissa drama. I don't ever want to see Colt shirtless again, though. So yeah. Don't give me that.
I never see Colt. We don't want to see Colt's dick pic. However, if someone has Andre's dick pic.
Oh, I'd pay money for
you
that.
You can send us. We're not asking for it. Don't come for us. We're not soliciting anyone's dick pic.
I will put a Bitcoin in an undetermined account.
But we're just saying, if you already have it.
Maybe. I'm not going to say no.
We're not going to say no. Anyway, y'all, that's the show. You can go to 90daygays.com to see all of our other shows. We've got our, if you're new to us.
We've got our Sweet Tea, which is our Southern Charm podcast.
On Bravo.
Which is probably never, ever going to come back on because two of the cast members have basically said peace out. And the others just went through a racism scandal.
Yeah, so we'll see about that. And then we also have got old episodes of Dear Maddie, the Vice podcast. We've got Riverdale.
River Mails, which we're not doing anymore. But our first three seasons, we had a really good time until the show became a dumpster fire.
Oh, I do want to mention, some of you have asked, and I've tried to post it when you've asked. We talked about on a couple of podcasts ago about recapping Feud.
Yes.
And how much we love that show. That is in the... So River Mails used to be called TVT Time, and we just changed the name.
Yeah, so you can find all of it in River Mails.
In the River Mails, it's like the very beginning podcast. Just scroll down, click on all episodes, and you will see all those episodes of Feud.
That's where you can find it.
Yeah. And then Sabrina, Bitchcraft, is our podcast for that.
Yes.
And then this week, we've got Golly. We've got The Other Way coming up.
Golly.
We've got Tell All Part 3 coming up.
Tell All called the Castaways. The Castaways Tell More.
Castaways Tell More tell that you don't want to know. We've got that coming up. And then on Thursday, we're dropping Smothered.
All of our episodes, two will be on our regular feed. The rest will be behind the $5 Patreon.
That's right, Patreon. And then we've got, on Friday, we've got Labor of Love.
Yes.
On Fox. So that's finishing up.
And y'all, that show, I hate it. But we had a really good time recapping that previous
episode. Y'all, I'm going to be honest. You don't need to watch the show anymore. It's really bad.
I did laugh like an actual insane person when you told the story about the nurse finding what we had a trauma nurse write in to tell me what had been found in people's buttholes.
It's pretty good.
I screamed.
It screamed.
So I could not stop.
Y'all wrote in. It was pretty good. So the podcast is, I have to say, is way more entertaining
than the podcast
this show.
Yeah. We do the best with actual trash.
That is trash. So y'all, we've got tons of shit for you in your quarantine to keep you going. And if you appreciate that, we love it so much when you leave a review.
It's my favorite thing of my day.
We are up. We said we would do a live show at 10,000 reviews.
No, 2,000.
Or 2,000 reviews. And I think we have hit it soon. Even though we can't do a live show yet. But let's see. Where are we at? I'm looking right now.
Where are we?
We are.
My mother would say, not where are we at. My mother would always say, behind the at.
We are at 1,996.
Wow. You guys.
We are four reviews
close.
Away.
You guys, I've talked about Mother Poodle a lot. She necessarily, what she did teach me is a love for grammar and saying things correctly. Because she would say, I was convinced my children weren't going to sound like little juvenile delinquents.
Well, we have a review from... Just says mom from Jack 8388 3667.
Oh,
I hope that's not her phone number. Anyway, she just says five.
Oh well,
5 stars. I'm a 56-year-old mom, and y'all are a hoot.
Yay!
Thanks for the laughs.
Thanks, we Jack love- slash 864-9559.
We love all. So if y'all could leave a review, 5 stars. And tell us why.
Just say, keep going, Queens, if you don't want to say anything.
We appreciate that so much. You can also get our merch at 90daygays.com, our Dreamin' and Cream It, all the merch and everything's there. Come at us on Cameo, all the links to our Cameo. We've been doing some fun cameos.
We've been doing some fun cameos.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. That's where you can see our reaction to Colt and his Speedo. And, y'all, we have our private you can follow us on Facebook at 90 Day Gays, but our private Facebook group is called the Sissy Squad.
Yeah. So, the best people in the world, y'all.
They really are the best people in the world.
Yeah, the best people in the world.
They make us cry. They make us laugh. We sometimes have to get on to them. Yeah. We love
them. And if you think you're a pretty good person, you should join.
Yeah, exactly. Just remember, follow the rules.
All right. If you're a piece of garbage, don't join, though.
We'll boot you out. Uh-huh. Our group. Anyway, I think that's it. But y'all, we call these people lonely hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts, Poodle?
Yes. And if you tell someone, so I'd like to go back to the hotel room and have sex with you, in a very, very forceful tone with complete eye contact.
Call us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.